愿大家平安。
And peace to everyone.
今天晚上我们的题目是：你们的信心在哪里呢？
Our topic this evening is where is your faith?
我们身上都会带着一些东西。
We all carry things on us.
有时候找不到东西就很着急。
And sometimes if we can't find our things, we will panic.
比如说出门忘记带手机。
For example, if you leave your house and you didn't bring your cell phone with you.
或者手机不见了。
Or you lost your cell phone.
那赶紧要去找，赶紧去找。
So you have to look for it.
到底在家里，还是在路上，还是在车里？
Where have you misplaced it? Is it in your car? Is it at the last place you visit?
东西丢了要找回来。
If you lose something, you have to find it.
那最宝贝的东西不能丢了是什么？
What is the most precious thing that you cannot lose?
往往不是物质的东西。
Most often, it is a non-material thing.
对一个基督徒，对一个神的儿女来说，被最宝贝的是信心。
As a Christian, as a child of God, the most important thing to us is our faith.
最不能丢的也是信心。
And it is the one thing that we cannot discard.
因为神是看不见的。
And God is invisible to our eyes.
你凭着信心去相信他。
And it is with faith that we believed in Him.
你才可以有体验。
And you will experience Him.
才可以困难得到帮助。
And that your problems can be resolved.
最后你才可以以后进天国。
And finally, at the end of your life, you shall enter into heavenly kingdom.
什么时候失去信心呢？这个链子就断了。
And when you lost your faith, that chain has broken.
所以我们要常常看看自己有没有信心。
That is why we often ask ourselves whether we have faith.
但是没有遇到事情啊，都会觉得自己很有信心。
When you haven't encountered any problems, you will deem yourself to have faith.
我来聚会啊，我侍奉啊，我有祷告啊。
I come to church. I serve the Lord. I pray.
我有奉献啊。
I offer.
好像我们都有信心。
Superficially, it seems we all have faith.
但是是不是真的有信心呢？要遇到事情才看得出来。
But do we truly have faith? This will only reveal itself when you're being tested.
在路加福音里面有记载一段经历。
In the Gospel of Luke, they recorded an incident.
主耶稣啊，就问门徒了：“你们的信心到底在哪里呢？”
The Lord Jesus asked his disciples, "Where is your faith?"
我们看路加福音的八章二十二节。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 8, verse 22.
二十二到二十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 22 to verse 25. 22. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake," and they launched out. 23. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. 24. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose, rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. 25. But he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him."
这段记载非常的有名，就是主耶稣平静风和海。
And here is a very famous incident of our Lord Jesus calming the winds and the water.
主耶稣带门徒去坐船。
Our Lord Jesus brought his disciples onto a boat.
坐到一半，风起云涌。
And halfway through the journey, a windstorm came down.
那个船快沉下去了。
And the boat was about to capsize.
耶稣在睡觉。
Our Lord Jesus was sleeping.
门徒把耶稣叫醒，就问耶稣：“哎呀，我们快死了，你不顾吗？”
And the disciples woke him up, crying, "Master, Master, we are perishing."
二十五节，主耶稣就问他们。
Verse 25, our Lord Jesus questioned them.
你们的信心在哪里呢？
Where is your faith?
今天晚上我们的题目就是从二十五节提出来的。
So our topic this evening came from verse 25.
好，我们再来讲讲这段故事的背景。
Let us give you a bit of a background information.
我们看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
这里说有一天呢，这个门徒跟耶稣就上了船了。
It says here, now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples.
那主耶稣主动提出跟门徒说要去坐船的。
Our Lord Jesus suggested to his disciples that they all get onto a boat.
今天我们坐船大概很少机会坐船啊。
And today we very seldom would go on a boat.
除非我们今天要去维多利亚，我们可能要坐渡轮。
Unless today you want to go visit Victoria, so you need to take the ferry to get there.
否则的话，可能去钓鱼啊，住一个艇啊，出去外面钓鱼。
Or you would probably rent a boat to go fishing.
当时耶稣跟门徒坐船是为了要交通的方便。
In those days, Jesus and his disciples got into the boat for the convenience of traveling.
他们要过到那个海的湖的对面。
They want to get to the other side of the lake.
那为什么要去对面？
Why do they need to go to the other side?
因为主耶稣有事情要做。
Because there are some things Jesus needs to get done.
但是这个安排是主耶稣提出的。
But this is Jesus who made the suggestion.
主耶稣安排好这个行程给他们。
And our Lord Jesus had arranged this journey for them.
这也代表说，接下来的遇到风暴也是主耶稣的安排之中。
And this, of course, would signify that the windstorm that they met is also a plan of God.
主耶稣知道这个事情会发生。
Lord Jesus knew beforehand that there would be a windstorm.
虽然门徒上船的时候还不知道。
Though the disciples were ignorant of it when they got onto the boat.
但是主耶稣他是神本身。
Lord Jesus is God Himself.
他知道发生什么事。
He knew what was to come.
这也告诉我们一点。
It tells us one thing.
我们人生所要遭遇的一切，其实早都在主的手中。
That everything that happens in our life is already in the hands of God.
我们看《使徒行传》的17章26节。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.
神造人啊，从一个人造出万族的人。
And from one, God has made every nation.
然后呢，预先定准每一个人可以去哪里，还要活多久。
And has already determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.
都安排好的了。
Everything has been arranged.
你还没有出生一天，神就已经决定好你能够活多少岁。
Even before you were born, God has already decided how long your life is going to be.
时间到了，你的生命就要结束。
When the time comes, your life shall end.
啊，无论是什么的方式，你的生命时间到了就是要结束。
Regardless of how you die, your life would end at the appointed time.
那你活着的时候能够去哪里呢？也是定好。
And while you're still alive, where you would travel, that has already been prearranged.
有一个疆界。
There is a boundary.
那你没有办法越过的。
You cannot step over the boundary.
就是人生所遭遇的一切事，都在神的手中安排好。
Everything that we encounter in our life is in the hands of God.
那有神跟没神呢？的信的人有什么不一样呢？
Are there any difference between those who believe in the Lord and those who do not?
我们有信神的人知道，我们的一生由主耶稣带领着。
Those who believe in the Lord, we know that our life is in the hands of God, and God will be leading us.
就像主耶稣跟门徒说
，Like unto our Lord Jesus telling his disciples,
我们去上船去过去那边吧。
Let us get onto the boat and travel to the other side of the lake.
他们都不知道去哪里，或者是遇到什么事，或者是逃途中有什么事。
The disciples did not know what would happen to them on this journey.
但是呢，有一点很重要。
But there is one thing that they knew.
你跟着主耶稣就可以了。
All they have to do is follow the Lord Jesus.
你不需要知道明天如何，下一页。
We don't have to know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你只需要知道跟着耶稣。
All we need to know is that we have to follow Jesus.
主耶稣说去，你就去。
If Jesus says go, we go.
主耶稣说上船，你就上船。
Jesus said to go onto the boat, we get onto the boat.
主耶稣坐下，叫你坐下，你就坐下。
Jesus wants us to sit down, we sit down.
当然，我们今天主耶稣不会在我们身边这样子给我们喊话。
Of course, today our Lord Jesus will not be standing beside us, giving us instructions.
但是主耶稣常常会安排很多事情在我们身边发生。
But our Lord Jesus will arrange many things to happen around us.
无论什么事，都有主的旨意。
Regardless of what happened, everything is in the will of God.
所以八章二十三节这里说门徒跟着他。
So in chapter 8, verse 23, it says that the disciples followed him.
我们看马太福音八章同一段同一件事情不同的角度。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, same incident but recorded differently.
八章二十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 23.
请读。
Chapter 8, verse 23. 23. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him.
耶稣上了船，门徒就跟着他了。
So Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him.
耶稣如果没上船，门徒不可以跳上船。
If Jesus hadn't got into the boat, his disciples would not get onto the boat.
主耶稣一定要做带领的那个人。
Lord Jesus has to be the leader.
如果主耶稣上了船，你不可以说，哎呀，我不想坐船，我想走路。
If Lord Jesus got onto the boat and you said, I don't feel like going on a boat today, I'd rather walk.
你不能说我会晕船呢，我不要坐，可不可以？
Or you complain that you suffer from motion sickness and refuse to get onto the boat.
既然你选择信主，要跟随主，就要跟到底。
Since you have decided to follow the Lord, you have to follow him to the very end.
不是你自己想不想坐船。
It's not whether you want to get onto a boat or not.
是主耶稣要不要你上这条船。
Rather, does Jesus want you to get onto the boat?
这个就是把自己的主权交出来。
This is to hand over your sovereignty to God.
要做主的门徒，要把主权交出来。
If you want to be a follower of Jesus, you have to give up your sovereignty.
但是很可惜，今天很多人信了主，没有把自己主权交给主。
Unfortunately for us today, a lot of us believe in the Lord but refuse to hand over our sovereignty.
主耶稣上了船，你说我不想坐船。
Our Lord Jesus got onto a boat, and you said that you don't want to get onto the boat.
有时候主耶稣没有叫你坐，你就跳进去。
And there are times when Jesus did not instruct you to get onto the boat, but you jump in anyways.
我们要跟着主。
We have to follow Jesus.
有一个人开车啊，在他的这个后车的窗户啊贴了一个纸，一个贴纸。
There was a person. There was a sticker at the back of his car.
英文叫 "Do you follow Jesus this close?" 意思是你有没有跟主耶稣跟的那么近
？And on the sticker it says, "Do you follow Jesus this close?"
我们知道有时候开车啊，心急啊，都会开得很靠近别人的车子的屁股啊。
We know that a lot of drivers tend to be impatient and they tend to tailgate the car.
好像给人家压力，叫你说赶快闪开，赶快闪开啊。
It's as if telling the other person to get out of your way.
心急的人比较会这样做。
People who are impatient tend to do that.
啊，如果贴这个贴纸啊，提醒你。你跟那么近干什么啊？你跟耶稣有跟那么近吗
？So the purpose of the sticker is to warn the drivers, why are you following me so close? Have you followed Jesus this close?
有时候跟耶稣没有跟那么近，跟别人的车子又跟的那么近。
There are times that you haven't followed Jesus this close, but you're very close to the car before you.
哇，搞到交通意外就不好。
And you may end up causing a traffic accident.
弟兄姐妹，我们要跟耶稣跟紧一点。
Our brothers and sisters, we have to follow our Lord closely.
世界的东西不用跟那么紧。
We don't need to follow the trends of the world tightly.
潮流不用跟得那么紧。
We don't have to fashion. We don't have to follow the trends of the world.
你衣服和头发土一点没关系啊。
It is all right that you are a few seasons behind in your clothes and in your hairstyle.
韩剧不用追那么紧。
You don't have to follow the Korean dramas every day.
少看一点不会怎么样。
Nothing will happen to you if you miss a few episodes.
新闻也不用追得那么紧。
And you don't have to follow the news so closely as well.
有些人整天看新闻，看到都睡不着。
There are people who watch the news every day to the point that they couldn't even go to sleep.
钱不用追那么紧。
You don't have to follow money closely.
啊，够用就好。
As long as you have enough.
耶稣，我们要跟得紧一点。
However, our Lord Jesus, we have to follow closely.
不要耶稣上了船了，船开了，你都还在后面不知道做什么。
Don't wait until Jesus got into the boat and the boat had left the dock and you're still on the dock.
所以这些门徒啊，跟着主耶稣。
So the disciples followed Jesus.
好，那这个地点在哪里呢
？And where is the location？
这马太福音刚八章二十四节说，这里说海里起了暴风啊，这个海其实不是个海。
And in Matthew chapter 8 verse 24, it says a great tempest arose on the sea. In fact, this is not a sea.
你看路加的八章二十三节啊。
If you turn to Luke chapter 8 verse 23.
八章二十三节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 23.
这里说是一个湖，湖上就突然间起了暴风。
It says here that this is a lake. A windstorm came down on the lake.
原来啊，这个地方啊。有两个名字，中文呢，或者是叫做加利利海，英文也是叫做 Sea of Galilee 啊。
In fact, this place has two names. It's called the Sea of Galilee.
但是其实它并不是个海，是一个湖。
In fact, this is not a sea; it is a lake.
它在巴勒斯坦地的北边的地方。
It is located in the northern part of Palestine.
我们知道，我们 BC 省啊，有很多湖，湖都很漂亮。
We know that in British Columbia, we have a lot of lakes, and they're beautiful.
啊，淡水湖。
There are freshwater lakes.
啊，这个也是个淡水湖。
And Sea of Galilee is also fresh water.
那这个湖呢？因为是当时的渔夫啊，他们在那边常常打鱼。
And in the days of Jesus, a lot of fishermen would catch their fish in this lake.
像彼得啊、约翰啊，他们还没有跟耶稣之前，都是渔夫，都在这个加利利海或者是格利舍勒湖里面作业的。
And for example, Peter and John, before they followed Jesus, they were fishermen fishing in the Sea of Galilee.
那这个湖平常啊。风平浪静的时候呢，真的很漂亮，哇，好像一幅镜这样子。
And usually when the sea is calm or when this lake is calm, it's likened to a mirror.
但是因为那个地方很靠近地中海。
Yet because it's located close to the Mediterranean Sea.
地中海有时候那个风刮起来的时候。
And when the wind blows across the Mediterranean Sea.
啊，再加上附近有一些山。
And with the added terrain of the mountains.
啊，这样子的就把这个 加利利海啊，这个一下子就很短时间之内就可以风起云涌，非常的起了暴风。
Due to the geographical location of this lake, it is sometimes possible for a storm to arose in a very short time.
那当时的这些人坐的船呢，不是我们今天 BC Ferry 啊那种大洋船啊，是那种很破旧、很简陋的这种小帆船。
And the boats that the fishermen were in, or the people were traveling in those days, is not likened to a ferry that we have today. Rather, it's a very simple boat.
啊，所以啊，一刮风一啊这个起浪了，可以说那些乘客啊、渔民啊就很危险。
So when the wind blows and the water rages, the passengers in the boats and the fishermen will be in grave danger.
就算会游泳，你掉到水里面，在湖中间，你大概会淹死。
And even if you are an excellent swimmer, if you happen to fall into the middle of the lake, most likely you will drown.
因为他们又没有救生衣啊，又没有什么巡逻队啊，可以去救他们。
Because in those days there is no such thing as lifesavers or the coast guards.
是门徒，大部分他们都是经验的渔夫。
The fishermen, they were very experienced.
但是遇到这一次的这个风浪啊，觉得不是简单的一回事。
And when they encounter this wind storm, they knew that it's not a normal storm.
八章二十三节啊，路加八章二十三节这里记载啊，他们都觉得哇，这个起了暴风，船又满了水，甚是危险。
In Luke chapter 8, verse 23, the windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water, and they were in jeopardy.
我们知道这种小船呢、啊，通常都坐几个人而已。
We know that a small boat only sits a few people.
那主耶稣加十二个门徒的就十三个人了，再加上那个船夫，可能都十几个人。
And Jesus, with his disciples, that's 13 of them on the boat, plus the boat handler, that will be 14 of them.
好了，那风起来了，那个浪一直抛，一直打。
And when the wind blows, the water will be splashing against the boat.
本来就很容易翻船。
And the boat was small and it was easy to capsize.
再加上那个水一直进到船里面。
And with the boat taking on water.
就让我想起很多年之前在非洲一起坐船的经验。
I recalled an incident when I was in Africa a few years ago.
那个是一条湖，叫维多利亚湖。
I was on Lake Victoria.
在东非的一个大的湖。
And it's a big lake in eastern Africa.
我们要坐船呢、啊，去一个岛上面传福音。
And we have to go on a boat to an island to preach the gospel.
一个马达，然后十几二十个人挤在一个小船里面。
The boat has a very simple motor, and about 20 people gathered onto this small little boat.
第一次坐这种船。
This is the first time I'm stepping onto this kind of a boat.
因为很多人坐、啊，所以把那个船压到水里面，所以我的伸手一往外面摸，就摸到水了。
Because this boat has so many people, the boat is almost at the same height as the water level. So if I put my hand out of the boat, I'm actually touching water.
哇，我想说，主耶稣帮助，这个最好不要有风浪，不然的话，这个船肯定很快就沉。
And I was praying in my heart, hoping that our Lord Jesus would guide us so that there won't be a storm. Otherwise, this boat would definitely sink.
好，那个马达开了，那个船开出去。
So the motor started and the boat left the dock.
哎呀，我发觉怎么脚凉凉的。
And then I realized why is my feet cold?
因为那个水开始从那个船底就跑上来。
You begin to see that the boat is taking on water from the bottom.
因为我鞋子都有点湿了。
So my shoes were wet.
哇，怎么办？怎么会漏水了
？So I was thinking, what am I going to do? The boat is taking on water.
大家都很紧张的时候。
When everyone was nervous.
啊，那个船夫啊就很镇定的就派给大家一些 bucket 一些器皿啊，说来大家帮忙一下，把水捞到去外面，把它丢到外面去。
At this time, the skipper of the boat came and distributed buckets to everyone, telling them to scoop the water out.
哇，大家都在骂你这个船不修好，出来做生意，要我们去帮你这样子水捞出去啊。
And many passengers were complaining that you are here doing a business, ferrying people around, but you're not even taking good care of your boat.
在非洲真的是人命不值钱。
It is true that life is worthless in Africa.
还好那天没有大风浪，不然我们大概也是掉到水里面。
We thank God that on that day there was no storm, otherwise we would definitely have gotten into the water.
那天主耶稣跟门徒在一起啊，其实比我那次更危险太多了。
At this incident where the Lord Jesus was with his disciples, this windstorm was, well, this incident is worse than my experience.
人多，风又大，浪又大，船又满了水。
And there were a lot of passengers on the boat. The wind was blowing and the boat is taking on water.
这是一幅名画，画那当时的情况，我看应该也不是太夸张，大概也是这样。
This is a very famous painting and it's painting that particular story. And I don't think it depicts the incident correctly, but it's close.
那那么危险的时候。
Such a dangerous time.
风浪起来。
The wind blew.
水涌上来了。
And the boat is taking on water.
耶稣在哪里呢？
Where is Jesus?
我们再来看23节。
Let's read verse 23.
正行的时候，耶稣睡着了。
But as they sailed, he fell asleep.
其实耶稣是在风浪起之前已经睡着了。
In fact, before the windstorm came, Jesus had already fallen asleep.
啊，耶稣为什么睡着？
Why did Jesus fall asleep?
我看主耶稣已经很累很累。
I believe Jesus was very tired.
平常睡不够的人呢，一上车就会睡，一坐船就会睡。
People who are usually sleep deprived, when they get onto a boat, when they get onto a car, they would definitely fall asleep right away.
但是问题是这个风浪很大，主耶稣还继续睡。
The problem here is that the wind was blowing so strongly, but Jesus was still sleeping.
大概主耶稣是平常太缺乏睡眠。
Perhaps Jesus was very sleep deprived usually.
连风大浪大摇得那么厉害，都还在睡。
Even when the wind was blowing and the boat was rocking heavily, he was still sleeping.
但是这让我们想起一个情况。
And this made us think about one thing.
有些时候啊，在我们人生遇到风浪的时候
，And in times when we encounter storms in our life,
主耶稣好像睡着了。
Our Lord Jesus seems to be asleep.
神好像在睡觉。
God seems to be sleeping.
什么叫睡觉？
What does it mean he's sleeping?
你叫他，他就没反应。
You call out to him, but he didn't respond.
他眼睛闭着，也没有在看你。
His eyes were closed, not looking at you.
啊，不是很管你遇到什么事情。
As if he doesn't care what happened to you.
在旧约的时代啊，诗人也有一种感觉。
In the Old Testament, the psalmist had this experience.
我们看诗篇35:17.
Let's turn to Psalms 35.
17节。
Psalms 35:17.
诗篇35:17.
Psalms 35:17. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions.
原来不是只有门徒觉得神在睡觉啊，诗人也有曾经有这种感觉，大卫也有这种感觉。
It is not only us who think that our God is sleeping. Even David had similar experience.
大卫被扫罗追杀。
At that time, David was pursued by Saul.
生命差点没有了。
He almost lost his life.
他还向神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
呀，神啊，你看着不理我，让这些恶人得逞，到底是什么时候呢？
And God, how long will you look on and rescue me from the destructions?
啊，扫罗就好像一个少壮的狮子一样啊。
Saul was likened to a lion.
你赶快救我的命啊！
Rescue me, save my life.
不要睡觉了，你不理我要到什么时候呢？
Do not, rescue me. Do not ignore me.
有时候我们从我们自己的角度，会觉得神好像在睡觉，神好像没有在理我。
From our own point of view, sometimes we think that God is sleeping, He's ignoring us.
祷告又不垂听，我要的又不给我。
And He doesn't listen to our prayers, what we want, He does not grant us.
有一些人就会想了，那祷告来做什么？不如我不要祷告了。
There's some people who said, what's the point of prayer? I might as well not pray.
我的困苦也没有解决。
Because my problems were not resolved.
我的病要祷告好了又没有好。
And my illnesses has not been healed.
我要发达，他没有给我发达。
I want to be prosperous, but I'm not.
哎，很多时候啊，觉得好像神不知道。
A lot of times, it looks as if that God is ignoring us.
耶稣真的不知道吗？
Is it true that Jesus is ignoring us?
耶稣真的不顾吗？
Did he truly not care about us?
主耶稣在还没有上船之前，就知道等一下会遇到什么事了。
Even before Jesus stepped into the boat, he knew what would happen later.
但是他很放松，先睡一下，反正时间还没到。
But he was very relaxed. He would sleep now.
哎呀，我先睡一下，这个表现出来很放松，看你们怎么表现。
And he would take a nap first, and then observe the reaction of his disciples.
好，我们来看看为什么会遇到风浪。
Let's take a look at why the disciples would face the storm.
如果你从物质的角度来看，大自然的因素。
If you take a look from a scientific point of view, it's due to nature.
那个地理的位置。
Due to the geographical location.
加上这个季节。
And plus the season.
本来就很容易有风浪。
And it was easy for a storm to come down in those days.
不是只有你去才会有风浪。
The storm did not come because of you.
这个地方本来就很容易有风。
This location tends to have wind storms.
所以大自然本来就是这样。
So that is nature.
啊，有时候人为什么会生病？
Why do people get sick?
有时候你老了，当然就是毛病就多了。
It's sometimes because of age, as you grow old, you tend to get sick more.
不一定是你真的要做什么事情。
It doesn't really necessary have to do with you.
有些人生病跟他职业也有关系。
There's some people who fall sick because of their occupation.
职业病啊。
It could be an occupational hazard.
常常吸一些不好的空气啊，污染的。
And they often take in some toxic fumes.
有一些因素就是你自己没有办法控制的。
There are certain circumstances that is beyond your control.
好了，当时遇到风浪了，你从属灵的因素来看呢，就不太一样。
But if you encounter a storm and you look at it from a spiritual point of view, it will be different.
对我们信神的人来说，我们要了解一点。
For those of us who believe in the Lord, we have to understand this.
事情如果发生在我们身上，
If things were to happen to us,
无论是好事或是不好的事，
regardless of whether it's good or bad,
在你眼中可能把它分成好跟不好。
In your eyes, you may categorize them as good or bad.
但是神如果容许这件事情发生，
But if God had allowed this thing to happen to you,
一定有他的目的。
There must be a reason.
有他要我们学习的功课。
There must be lessons that God wants us to learn.
好了，属灵上来说，这是为什么遇到风呢？
Spiritually speaking, why did the disciples encounter a windstorm?
主耶稣坐船去哪里？
Where is Jesus heading when he's taking the boat?
要去湖的对面，就在这个地方叫格拉森。
He wants to get to the other side of the lake, which is Gerasene.
这是路加八章二十六节所说的。
It is in Luke chapter 8, verse 26.
那去格拉森做什么？
What is he doing in Gerasene?
因为那边有一个人很可怜啊，犯了鬼。
And there was a person who was suffering from demon possession.
主耶稣去帮他赶鬼。
Jesus went there to cast out demons.
主耶稣这是做圣工的，是要赶鬼，是跟魔鬼打仗的。
And Jesus went there to actually battle with the devil.
就是在这个过程当中，湖里面起大风了。
And it is at this time that there was a windstorm on the lake.
你说是有没有原因？
So is there a reason for this?
其实有阻挡。
This is a hindrance.
其实每一样圣工啊，每一样你要为神做的事，你要亲近神，你要为神工作，为神打仗，都会有阻挡。
So everything that you do for God, whether you want to be close to Him or whether you're working for Him, there will always be hindrances.
那谁在阻挡圣工？
Who is hindering you?
我们来看主耶稣怎么样来对付这个风浪。
Let's see how our Lord Jesus handled the windstorm.
24节。
Verse 24.
中间主耶稣醒了。
Our Lord Jesus woke up.
就斥责呢。狂风大浪。
He rebuked the wind and the raging of the water.
圣经是用斥责这个字啊 ，rebuke。
The Bible used the word rebuke.
不是吩咐，是斥责。这个字呢是用来斥责魔鬼用的。
Not instruct, rebuke. This word is used to describe rebuking the devil.
这个很有趣，很有意思。
This is quite interesting.
为什么要斥责风浪？风浪不是一个人。
Why did Jesus rebuke the wind and the water? They're not persons.
就是斥责那个在背后搞风搞雨的。
In fact, Lord Jesus was rebuking the one who is behind all of this.
阻挡他去做圣工，阻挡他去帮助人的。
He was rebuking the one who is hindering him from doing holy work.
所以不是偶然的。
So this is not accidental.
无论我们遇到所谓的好的、不好的事，都有他灵界里面的事情的原因。
So whether it's a good thing or bad thing that happened to you, there is a reason behind it spiritually.
有时候你知道这个原因，有时候你不知道。
Sometimes you know the reason, sometimes you don't.
那主耶稣当然知道啊。
Of course, our Lord Jesus knew the reason behind.
搞风搞雨啊，阻挡我去那边赶鬼，斥责这个风浪，其实这背后斥责。
Raising a windstorm to stop him from doing good work, that is why Jesus rebuked the wind and the water.
所以这个就是主耶稣去工作。
So this is our Lord Jesus going out to work.
好了，那为什么主耶稣容许这个事情发生呢？
So why did Jesus allow this to happen?
这里说了，主耶稣要门徒的信心要受到考验。
Our Lord Jesus wanted to test the faith of his disciples.
我们知道啊，信心很抽象。
Faith is not concrete.
很 abstract.
It's a very abstract.
什么叫信心？拿给我看。什么叫信心
？What is faith? Show me your faith.
你信心长多少？长多大
？How big is your faith?
看不出来，平常看不出来。
You can't see it with your naked eyes.
你坐在这边会堂，大家都长得一样。
You sit in the chapel, everyone looks the same.
好的事情发生啊，你感谢主。
Good things happen to you, you give thanks to God.
当然都有信心啊。
Of course, every one of us has faith.
但是主耶稣真正看到门徒。
But our Lord Jesus truly looked at his disciples.
主耶稣不讲话了。
Our Lord Jesus was silent.
主耶稣睡觉了。
He fell asleep.
主耶稣没有发示号令怎么办
？He didn't give instructions on what to do.
好了，主耶稣暂时退出，好像不讲话。
So, temporarily, Jesus was silent.
你们遇到这些风浪，你们会怎么反应？
And you have now encountered a windstorm. What is your reaction?
如果那个时候他们都很镇定。
If at that time the disciples were very calm.
轻轻的把主耶稣叫醒。
They they gently wake him up.
或是他们一起在祷告。
And they pray together.
哎，可能就不一样啊。
Perhaps it will different. It will be a different ending.
但是那个时候他们都慌窜大乱。
But in those at those times, the disciples, were nervous.
什么了？埋怨啊，害怕了，什么都跑出来了。
And they were complaining and they were scared.
好了，一试就试出来，你的信心几斤几两重。
So now our Lord Jesus had tested their faith anew.
今天神也是要用风浪来试验我们。
Today our Lord Jesus will also test us with windstorms.
让我们可以更了解自己。
So that we will know ourselves better.
还有了主耶稣呢，也要门徒去认识他是谁。
Our Lord Jesus also wanted the disciples to know who he is.
这个路加八章二十五节这里有说。
In Luke chapter 8 verse 25.
他们就彼此很稀奇，就说：“哎呀，这个到底是谁？连风浪都要听他的。”
The disciples marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water."
在这个之前，他们以为耶稣只是个老师而已。
Prior to this incident, they thought Jesus was only a teacher, a master.
现在发觉耶稣讲了一句话，风、海、水全部要听耶稣。
Now they realize that Jesus spoke a sentence, and the wind, the waters all calmed down.
你看过有一个人可以讲一句话，那个天气都改变吗？
Have you ever seen a person who spoke one sentence and the weather changed?
有一个人可以直接这个责备这个天气吗？
Have you seen anyone who rebuked the weather?
然后他就改变吗？
And then the weather changed.
没有人可以这样做啊。
No one has ever done that.
只有神可以这样做。
Only God can do it.
所以他们大概想说，哎，耶稣有没有可能是神啊？
So the disciples were thinking among themselves whether Jesus is God.
所以这个风浪在人看来是不好的，因为我们都希望说啊，一路顺风嘛，啊，顺风顺水。
And this windstorm to the disciples is a terrible thing to happen. We all want smooth rides.
但是你属灵上要进步，一定要遇到风浪。
However, for spirituality to improve, you have to encounter windstorms.
所以啊，人生一定会遇到风浪。下一页。
So everyone will face storms in their life.
不是会不会遇上，而是你什么时候会遇上。
It is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
啊，比如说有些人突然间遇到经济风暴。
For example, some people all of a sudden encounter economic downturn.
比如说这一次的疫情啊，你失去工作了，经济受影响，缴不出租金了，哎呀，怎么办
？For example, during this pandemic, you lost a job, you don't have an income, and you can't even afford rent. What are you going to do?
有一些人遇到婚姻的风暴。
Some people encounter storms in their marital life.
本来都好好的，结果配偶突然间抛弃你。
And everything seems fine. All of a sudden, your spouse abandoned you.
哇，这个就是进入风暴。
This is entering into a storm.
有人是健康的风暴。
Sometimes it's a health storm.
很健康啊，每天健身，结果医生告诉你，对不起，你得了一个重病。
And you are working out every day. You seem to be healthy. All of a sudden, the doctor tells you that you have a terminal illness.
晴天霹雳，好像是打雷一样。
It's likened to a lightning on a sunny day.
侍奉里面也会遇到风暴。
And even serving the Lord, you will encounter storm.
教会里面的服事，人际的关系，有时候教会会遇到一些事情。
And sometimes when you serve in the Lord, there will be interpersonal relationships, and you will face storms.
人生的风暴太多了。
There are just too many storms in our lives.
一定会遇上。
We will encounter them.
所以我们要好好的学习这一段，看主耶稣怎么带领门徒，怎么来克服这个风暴，太重要。
We have to learn from this incident to see how our Lord Jesus guided his disciples through this windstorm.
好，我们来看下一个 slide 啊。这里门徒呢，都问耶稣：“你在哪里呀？”意思就是你在哪里。
And the disciple, and our Lord Jesus asked, rather, the disciples were asking Jesus, "Where are you?"
当然主耶稣在那边呢，但是他们看到耶稣在睡觉，把他叫醒了。
And of course, our Lord Jesus was with his disciples, but he was sleeping, so his disciples woke him up.
他们还加上一句，说你不顾我们吗？
And they even said, "Do you not care about us?"
啊，我们看马可福音呢，第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
38节。
Verse 38.
四章三十八节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 38.
读。
38. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
哇，主耶稣在哪里睡觉？在船尾睡觉，很有意思。船尾。
Where was Jesus sleeping? He was in the stern.
哇，我知道船尾是最摇的地方，因为船中间可能好一点。
And we know that in the stern, it's the shakiest place.
主耶稣会躲在船尾，还睡得好好的。
and Jesus was sleeping in the stern, and he was sound asleep.
所以门徒问耶稣啊, 你到底在做什么啊? 你在哪里啊? 为什么你不顾我们啊?
So the disciples were questioning Jesus, do you not care about us? What are you doing?
然后耶稣就问门徒了, 你的信心在哪里啊?
And then Jesus asked the disciples, where is your faith?
这个就是正好是我们的写照。
This is a direct reflection of us.
遇到事情就是神啊，你在哪里？
And when we encounter problems, the first thing we ask is, where are you, God?
为什么不帮我？
Why don't you help me?
祷告都没用。
My prayers have fallen to deaf ears.
好了，都在说神啊，你在哪里？
So we all asking, where are you, God?
神就问我们，你的信心在哪里？
And God in turn asks us, where is your faith?
对，信心在哪里？
Yes, where is your faith?
风浪的时候，就是要你拿出信心来。
In times of storms, it's when you show your faith.
但是呢，信心不见了。Yet
we have lost it.
就好像我们一开始说了，你东西不见了，你会不会紧张啊？
Likened to when we said at the beginning of the sermon, when we lost our things, we would get nervous.
你要买单的时候，你发觉钱包不见了。
When it's time for you to pay the bills, you realize that you lost your wallet.
你要打电话的时候，发觉手机不见了。
When you want to make a phone call, you realize that you lost your cell phone.
啊，你去海关的时候，发觉护照不见了。
When you're passing through customs, you realize that you lost your passport.
因为你丢了，你都不知道啊。Because
you have lost it, you didn't even realize it.
我们往往就是在面对风浪的时候，才发觉原来我的信心早就丢了。It
is during times of storms that we realize that we have already lost our faith.
这个值得我们思考。
This is something worthy of us to ponder over.
你以为自己有, 其实早就丢了。
You thought that you still own it, but in fact you have lost it.
在什么情况丢了?
Under what circumstances were they lost?
当然每个人不太一样。
And it's different from everyone.
有一些人他的信心呢, 是在惧怕当中就丢掉了。
Some people lost their faith in fear.
我们看箴言24章的第10节。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
24章第10节。
Proverbs 24:10.
24章第10节.
Proverbs 24:10.
请读。10.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
哇，圣经说，为什么我们的力量那么小？
The Bible tells us why our strength is small.
因为我们害怕。
Because we're afraid.
你遇到患难的时候，你害怕了。
In times of adversity, we become afraid.
甚至怕到晕掉，这个原文这个是 faint， 就是晕倒了。
You were scared to the point that you fainted.
脚都软了，你遇到困难，有一些人会脚软啊。Your
leg starts to shake.
有一些怕高啊，去到高的地方啊，一看下去脚就软，那是站不住了。There
are people who have fear of heights, and when they get to high places, they get scared.
有一些人怕开车，一上车都还没开就流汗了。And
there are people who are afraid of driving, so even before they get into a car, they start to sweat.
有一些人怕讲英文啊，都还没开口的舌头就打结了。
There are some people who are afraid to speak English. Even before they open their mouth, they are tongue-tied.
所以这个害怕其实就是我们最大的敌人。In
fact, fear is our greatest enemy.
我们想一想这个问题啊，我们最大的敌人是什么？
Think about this. What is your greatest enemy?
就是我们自己的害怕。It
is our own fear.
我觉得这个图很挺有意思的，这一个鸟，一只鸟在一个笼子里面。And
I think this picture is very interesting. Here is a bird in a cage.
当然了，如果一般情况来说啊，哇，那个鸟看到那个笼打开了，赶快飞出去啊，得自由啊。Generally
speaking, if a bird in a cage saw that the cage door is open, it would definitely fly out to gain its freedom.
千载难逢的机会啊，我要赶快跑。It
is a rare opportunity; they would definitely flee.
但是对有一些人来说呢，这个门打开了，他不敢出去。For
others, the door is open, yet they dare not to step out.
为什么？Why? 哎呀，我飞出去很危险的。It
would be dangerous for me to go out.
出去如果找不到食物怎么办？
What if I can't find food if I'm out?
我飞出去，等一下老鹰吃掉我怎么办？
And if I do fly out, what if the eagle catches me?
我飞出去我迷路了怎么办？
What if I fly out and I'm lost?
有一些人很会想，但是都是想负面的。
There's some people who can imagine quite a bit and they're all very negative.
大概这种天生的个性啊，比较难改。
It may be a part of their nature that they tend to think negatively.
有一些人是天生天不怕地不怕，就是要自由。
There are some people who are fearless and they treasure their freedom.
有一些人，他打开门给他飞出去，他都不敢飞。There
are others where the door is open and they dare not even step out.
但是有时候我们真的会害怕。There
are times that we do fear.
对，未来会害怕。We
fear of the future.
刚刚我们所讲的金钱的风暴、家庭的风暴、健康风暴，其实都是跟未来有关。And
earlier we mentioned all the storms that we encounter, whether it's economy. Whether it's our marriage or whatever,
因为你不知道未来会怎么样。
It is all the future that we are afraid of because we don't know what's
一想就害怕.
We don't know what the future holds for us, therefore we are afraid.
所以说今天很多人很怕这个新冠肺炎.
And today a lot of people fear COVID-19.
都还没得到就怕会病了会死.
Even before they contracted the virus, they're afraid that they would die from it.
每天看这个新闻，那个数字一直升上去，他自己血压也一直升上去.
So they follow the news every day to see how many people contracted the virus. As the number goes up, their heart, the pressure, the blood pressure goes up as well.
所以惧怕是我们最大的敌人.
So fear is our greatest enemy.
我们的信心呢，在惧怕当中不知不觉就失去了.
And our faith is lost in the midst of our fear.
所以我们要想想，是不是我们最近有很多的焦虑？
So we have to ask ourselves, do we have much anxieties these days?
当然每个人的焦虑不太一样.
And of course, our anxieties may differ from one another.
在21页里面有说啊，小朋友有小朋友的焦虑.
And in slide number 21, the young kids have their own anxieties.
小时候的焦虑比较少.
When we are young, our anxieties tend to be limited.
这里看那些小孩子比较快乐.
Therefore, you see a lot of children are very happy.
读到高中了，想说，哦，将来啊，我的工作啊，那就开始焦虑。
And as they get to high school, they start to think about their future and their anxieties increase.
毕业了，又怕没工作。
And once they graduate from school, they're worried that they have no job.
找了工作又怕丢了工作。
And once they have a job, they fear that they will lose their job.
人生都是永远都是在惧怕当中度过。
And life is spent in fear.
到最后还怕死，怕生病，怕老，怕死。
At the end, we're afraid that we'll get sick, we'll get old, and we'll die.
没有错，没有信神的人都是在面对恐惧。
It is true that those of us who do not believe in the Lord, we face fear all the time.
但是每一次恐惧的时候，我们要告诉自己什么？
But every time we are afraid, what should we tell ourselves?
谁在你这条船上面啊？
Who is on this boat of yours?
如果你自己在船上面，你真的是需要害怕。
If you are on this boat by yourself, indeed you should be afraid.
因为你真的可能会淹死。
Because you may drown.
但是如果你告诉自己，圣经告诉我，我不是自己一个在船上。
However, if you tell yourself that the Bible tells us you are not alone,
这条船上面有主耶稣。Our
Lord Jesus is with you on the boat.
虽然他好像在睡觉。Though
he may be asleep,
他其实不是真的不顾。In
fact, it's not that he does not care about you.
主耶稣在等待他的时候，他觉得要出手的时候。 觉得要帮助的时候就会帮助。
Our Lord Jesus is waiting for the right time to intervene to help you.
他现在就是在考验我们的信心而已。
And right now he is testing your faith.
所以我们再来看这个以赛亚书41章的第10节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
这节真的很好，我们要常常读。
And this is indeed a very good verse. We should read it more often.
最近我也分享了好几次。
And I have shared with you many times.
很适合我们在焦虑的时候所大声的读出来。
And we should definitely recite this out loudly in times of our anxieties.
41章的第10节.
Chapter 41, verse 10.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
这里说不要害怕，不要惊慌。
It says here, do not be afraid.
这个都是我们很会遇到的。
These are all the things that we will encounter.
惊慌来了，害怕来了，信心就走了。
When you are afraid and you are anxious, your faith disappears.
所以我们要对付这个害怕，对付这个惊慌。
So we have to overcome our fear and our anxieties.
告诉自己，主耶稣在这个船上面。
We have to tell ourselves, our Lord Jesus is with us on this boat.
主耶稣在，别人不在没关系。
And even if there's no one around you, as long as our Lord Jesus is with you.
我的钱不见了，没关系，主耶稣在。
And if we lost our money, that's fine because we still have our Lord Jesus.
我亲爱的人不在了，离开我了，耶稣在。
My loved ones have abandoned me. That's fine because our Lord Jesus is still with me.
只要主耶稣还在。
As long as our Lord Jesus is still here.
我还可以走下去。
Then I can still continue on with my life.
如果主耶稣不在，这个才是我们要担心的。
If our Lord Jesus is not with us, this is something that we should.
如果主耶稣不在，全世界跟你在一起都没有用。
If our Lord Jesus is not with you, but the whole world is with you, there is no point.
只要主耶稣还在。
As long as Jesus is with you.
我们要问主耶稣还在不在。
So we have to ask ourselves, is our Lord Jesus with you?
我还有没有主耶稣的同在？
Do I still have the abidance of our Lord Jesus?
所以这个经节告诉我们。
So this verse tells us.
最重要是神与我们同在。
What's most important is that God has to be with us.
有的话, 神就会坚固我们, 帮助我们, 扶持我们。
If He is here with us, He will strengthen us, He will help us.
这个就是把信心建立回来了。
And this is how we rebuild our faith on Jesus.
没有错, 信心有时真的是会丢掉。
It is true, sometimes we'll lose our faith.
遇到困难。
And when we encounter problems.
有一个弟兄,
there was a brother.
他得到一个严重的癌症。
He had cancer.
他要 面对一个开刀，非常大的开刀啊！And
he had to go through a major surgery.
啊，医生告诉他这个刀非常的危险。And
the doctor tells him that that was there this surgery would be very dangerous.
啊，对不起，我讲错了，是心脏病，不是癌症，是心脏病。
Sorry, he had a heart disease, not cancer.
不开刀一定会死。If
he does not have the surgery, he'll definitely die.
开刀有一般机会会死。
If he had the surgery, there's 50% of chance that he will not survive.
基本上医生告诉你一般机会就是没把握的意思。
When the doctors tells you that there is a 50% chance, it means the doctors themselves will not do not have the confidence.
这看你运气。
It depends on your luck.
但是你不开这个刀，肯定很快就死。
Yet if you do not have the surgery, you will definitely die in a short time.
那个弟兄很紧张，很害怕，好几个晚上睡不着。
So our brother was very afraid and was very nervous. He couldn't sleep for a few nights.
要不要开这个刀? 要不要开这个刀?
He was still debating whether he should have the surgery.
但是后来决定还是要开。
But he later decided he should still go ahead with it.
开之前又很紧张。
And prior to the surgery, he was very nervous.
没有错, 我们都是人啊, 会害怕。
It is true, we're humans, we're afraid.
但是他告诉教会。
And he told the church.
可不可以来我家, 在开刀之前来我家的家庭聚会。
He asked the church to come to his house for a family service right before his surgery.
请长执传道帮忙祷告。
And he asked that the ordained ministers to pray for him.
教会当然说好啊, 你愿意我们来最好。
And the church of course said yes, if he is willing.
就安排大家去帮忙祷告。
So the church made an arrangement, everyone went to his house to pray for him.
那天的家庭聚会很感动。
And that family service was very moving.
大家唱诗祷告。
Everyone was singing hymns and praying.
读圣经。
They were reading the Bible.
聚完会了，他的心情很放松。
And after the service, our brother began to be relaxed.
他知道无论这个开刀的结果如何，
He knew that regardless of the outcome of the surgery,
主与我同在。
The Lord is with him.
哎，他就这样子放松。
And that's how he relaxed himself.
他就进去这样子开刀。
And went into the surgery room for the surgery.
之前那些害怕完全不见。
His fear that he experienced earlier had disappeared.
也感谢神，他的时间还没到。
And thank God his time is not up yet.
开刀虽然很危险，但是很顺利的结束。
It may be a dangerous surgery, but it was done or carried out smoothly.
所以说给他多活了几年的寿命。
Our Lord Jesus has given him a few more years.
这个就是信心的力量。
This is the strength of faith.
在你最害怕的时候。
At the time when you fear the most.
你信心不见的时候。
At the time your faith is lost.
赶紧求主说。 帮助你的信心建立起来。
You should immediately pray to God to help you build up your faith.
你还是有信心的，虽然不是很够多。
You still have faith even though there's only a little bit of it left.
所以主耶稣问你的信心在哪里？
So when the Lord Jesus questioned you, where is your faith?
只要说没有完全失去。
As long as you haven't lost your faith at all.
只要有一点点火苗还在。
As long as you still have a little spark left.
可以把它复兴起来。
You can still revive it.
你的信心在哪里？
So where is your faith?
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
363首
Hymn number 363